When it comes to health information, it is vital that we have the correct information and don't always jump onto the internet to surf around trying to find answers ourselves. But is there a quality assurance mark that we can trust? There is, and it comes from the Patient Information Forum. Now we have with us Sophie Randall to tell us more. Thank you for joining us, Sophie.
Good to be here.
Tell me first of all then about the Patient Information Forum. What is it? What do you guys do?
Patient Information Forum is the UK membership body for people who work in health information and support. So we've been going for 21 years. We're not for profit. And our members come from around 300 cross-sector organisations in health. So there's about 1,000 people in membership in total. And we provide guidance on how to produce quality information and training, as well as providing a good practice exchange. So we're very interested in the quality of health information.
You have launched PIF Tech, a quality mark. I suppose the need for that is to really reassure people that what they're getting is accurate and up to date, of course.
I think there's never been a greater need for a quality mark like the PIF Tech. There are so many sources of health information online now that were never available before. So it's very hard for quality, trustworthy information to get tangled in a sea of very professional looking misinformation and disinformation. In England, until 3 years ago, there was a similar scheme run by NHS England called the Information Standard, but that was discontinued. That was a real concern to our members who work very hard to produce quality, trusted information. So we were asked by our membership to develop a new quality mark. So we spent about 18 months piloting and testing and importantly checking with the public whether they felt that was important. And our consumer research showed that 80% of the public would like a quality mark on health information, so they knew that they could trust it. There's been a lot of interest in trusted information during the coronavirus pandemic. And in fact, the EU is under the Portuguese presidency at the moment, and they have made a trust mark for quality information a priority for their presidency. And we were now working with a WHO researcher who's looking at our PIF Tech scheme as a case study for what that might look like in Europe.
How supportive then, bearing in mind how important this is, has the medical industry and organisations been? Have they been eager to sign up?
We piloted with 12 organisations from different sectors because it's really important to us that it worked for all organisations in health. So the Royal College of Anaesthetists was one of our pilot organisations, some NHS trusts and major national charities, including Macmillan, Mind, and Cancer Research UK, as well as some really tiny charities, so that we felt it was a flexible enough scheme to work for everyone. And now we have 71 organisations in the process of assessment, and 41 have actually achieved the PIF Tech quality mark for their health information, including our NIB.
I'm glad you mentioned that. our sight loss brochures have, of course, achieved that PIF Tech, so they can be, as you say, trusted. How do you assess for a PIF Tech? What do you look at to say, yes, you can have this and we can keep up to date as well to make sure they keep the PIF Tech?
So what we look at is their information production process, and we assess their information production process against 10 key criteria. And those criteria range from, most importantly, whether the information is based on reliable sources of evidence, whether users have been involved in its creation and that there's a genuine need for the information, obviously that it's properly referenced and sourced, but also that it's easy to use and understand, because what we often find with health information, and there's data to support this, that it's often written in a way that is too complex for normal people to understand. It's just too medical. So we actually ask our members to make sure that their information is as clear and easy to understand as possible, and also as accessible as possible. And so then what we do is we ask them to fill out a self-assessment against our criteria. And then our assessor will review that and then go through a thorough assessment process with them. If he feels that they are lacking in any areas, they will be given an action plan to improve certain areas against the 10 criteria. Once they've made those actions and he's signed those actions off, they're then able to use the tick on any information that has gone through that approved production process. So it's the production process that we assess, rather than individual pieces of information, because it would be just too huge to assess every single leaflet produced by every single organisation or every single web page. So what we then do is we do a follow-up assessment every year, and we check that the process has been applied to individual pieces of information that we ask to look at random, and just make sure nothing has changed and no standards have slipped in the meantime.
Can the public feedback perhaps question or complain about information which has a tick mark?
Absolutely. And that's one of our key criteria, is that organisations do respond to complaints from the public. So in the first instance, what we ask the public to do is to complain to the organisation if they have issue with a piece of information. If they don't feel they've had a satisfactory response from that organisation, then they can contact us, and then we will take that up with the organisation. And actually, the failure to respond to an initial complaint will be part of their annual review process, and we'll want to look at why that wasn't resolved satisfactorily. So you can complain via the new website, and it's www.piftic.org.uk. And there's a contact us button there. So if people have got any concerns about any information from any of our member organisations, they can contact us.
Talking of the website then, how accessible would people find it? Many of our listeners, of course, are blind or partially sighted.
We've tried to make accessibility a core part of the site. So we use a software tool called ReachDeck on the site, which incorporates Browse Aloud software, which some of your listeners might be familiar with. So that software will read the content of a website out loud, not just in English, but in a number of languages. So it serves a number of accessibility purposes. And also there is a toolbar within that software that allows you to alter how the site displays for people who are partially sighted. Although we do have some PDF downloads on the website, all the content is in HTML, so it is accessible to screen readers that people use. And we've got alt text on all the images that we have on the site. So hopefully that should make the site as accessible as possible to people. But clearly, if people have issues, then we'd like to hear about that as well, because one of our key objectives is that health information should be available and accessible to everybody.
Great to hear that the work that's gone into making the website accessible, especially, Sophie, when you consider the value of the information that the PIFTIC is going against. Just remind us again, Sophie, the web address if people would like to find out more.
It's www.piftic.org.uk.
And just a reminder that, of course, RNIB's information on sight loss, different eye conditions and so on, does carry the PIFTIC mark, that quality assurance, something you can rely on the content, of course. Sophie, thank you very much for telling us all about PIFTIC, and thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
My pleasure.